我们读以弗所书第四章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们念第一节到第十六节。
Verse 1 to 16.
我们还是弟兄姊妹轮流来念。
Alternate by brothers and sisters.
弟兄先来。
Brother first.
第一节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，可以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身即靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。下面我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们实在觉着这样恩典实在过于我们所求所想。
This grace is beyond our imagination and ask.
我们怎么能够和你完全的合而为一呢？
How can we unify with you completely?
主啊，我们实在需要赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
We need the enlightenment from the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，当我们来到你自己宝贵话语面前的时候，
When we come before your precious words.
我们实在求主你来安静我们众人的心。
May you quiet our hearts.
主啊，我们求主你挪去一切搅扰我任何的人事物，
Remove all things that disturb our hearts.
让我们都安静地在主的脚前。
That is quiet before your feet.
主啊，愿当你说话的时候，我们有耳的都能够听见。
May all have ears shall listen when we come before when you speak to us. 我们实在
一直的这样的仰望，求主你越过我们人所有的软弱。
We look upon you to overcome our weaknesses.
你知道我们人常常拦阻你自己的工作。
We know we always stumble your work.
主啊，求主你的圣灵来运行在你的教会里面。
May your Holy Spirit.
我们一同仰望主你自己的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
让我们都被一个灵所感，都被带到父的面前。
Let us all be moved by one spirit.
主，我们求主你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们读以弗所书，我们里面很清楚，这卷书 很明显的分成两个部分。
When we read Book of Ephesians, we know this book divided by two parts.
前面三章特别讲到关乎神教会的启示。
The first three chapters is about the revelation of His church.
后面就特别讲到教会的生活。
And then the rest of it and talk about the church life.
我们知道这两部分都是非常非常重要的。
We know these two parts are all important.
因为如果我们没有教会的意象，我们就会非常的放肆。
Without the vision of the church, we will go astray.
你就发现今天许多神的儿女因着不认识什么是教会。
We know because many children of God, because they know what is the church of God.
我们常常凭着己意，我们来侍奉神。
We often serve the Lord by our own will.
很多时候我们越是努，越是摆上，我们造成的害就。
Sometimes the more effort we make, and then actually we destroy the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事我们是在求主来来。来真的来光照我们。
We may the Lord enlighten.
因为人的话实在是非常的有限。
Because the words from men are very limited.
如果有一天主借着以弗所书让我们看见神真正要得着的是什么。
If one day God led us to see and what he would like to receive.
我们就会像使徒保罗一样常常屈膝在主的面前。
We will be like Paul to humble and then to knee before the Lord.
你发现今天神的儿女愿意为主有许多的摆上。
We know many children of God, they would like to offer efforts to God.
但你发现却很少有神的儿女对于祷告这件事有那样迫切的感觉。
But not many of them, they have the urgent to pray.
学者说这件事可有可无。
It's okay without it.
弟兄姊妹，若不是神借着赐人智慧启示的灵这样来开启我们。
If it's he gave the spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal himself to us,
我们没有办法真正过教会的生活。
There's no way for us to live this church life.
那么教会的生活同样也是非常重要的。
The church life is very important.
因为若不是我们活在神的儿女中间，
If we don't live among God's children,
若不是我们有实际的教会的生活，
If we don't have the reality of church life,
我们以为我们看见的异象有一天都会变成一个想象。
The vision that we think we receive and actually will become an imagination.
都变成一种的道理或者一种的教训。
It will become a doctrine.
那个并不能带给我们任何的改变。
That will
不能带给我们生命。
That will not bring us change in life.
弟兄姊妹，这们都是非常非常紧要的。
These two aspects are equally important.
如果我们不学习和弟兄姊妹配搭在一起，
If we don't learn to serve and co-work with brothers and sisters,
你就不会觉得前面这三章是何等的紧要。
You will not think that it's so important at the first chapter.
而且我们所看见的异象慢慢慢慢就会暗淡下去。
And the vision that we saw, it will become dim.
只有我们实际的和弟兄姊妹配搭在一起，一同的敬拜，一同的侍奉的时候，
Only when we practice to work with brothers and sisters and to
worship God. 这个异象在我们里面真的好像黎明的光，
and,
越照越明，直到日午。
Then the vision will become the light, like at the dawn, and then become brighter and brighter until to the noon.
所以如果主愿意，我们从这第四章开始，我们一起来看教会的生活。
Let's see the church life start from chapter 4.
那么他在讲到教会生活之前，他先讲了一句话。
And before he talk about church life, he has a first.
他说：“我为主求的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这个如果你仔细听的话，中文跟英文是不一样的。
If you actually the English version is different than Chinese.
这个中文翻译的非常的好。
And then Chinese version is good.
但是有一点呢，让人可能会有一点的误会。
But one point probably will mislead.
他这里说，你们行事为人，就当与所蒙召的恩相称。
And then it says, You should live the life with a life worthy of the grace of calling.
Yeah, 在原文里面没有那个恩典这个字。
In the original version is just a worthy life of word of calling.
如果你仔细查考原文的话，那里面是讲到说我们乃是要过一种的生活，或者行事为人是与所蒙的召相称。
Originally is you to live a life worthy of calling.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对于我们许多神的儿女来讲是好像比较生疏的。
This is we're not familiar with this part.
与所蒙的恩相称，我们很熟悉。
We all know about to worthy of
grace. 因为我们蒙了恩典。
Because we receive grace.
我们既然是神的儿女。
Since we are the children of God,
我们行事为人就应该像神的儿女一样。
Our lives has supposed to be the worthy of like.
我们就不应该像世人一样。
We should not like worldly people.
这是与所蒙召的恩相称。
That's why we have to live a worthy of the calling.
但是这里面强调的还不是那个恩。
But here is not emphasized about the grace.
这里所强调的乃是那个召。
But here emphasized the calling.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常稀奇的一件事。
This is amazing.
如果你礼拜五来到这里的话
if you come here on Friday,
我们礼拜五呢是讲到那个恩
and then and Friday we talk about the grace
这个恩典何等的大呢
and then how great is grace
像我们那样的一个罪人因着他的恩典被白白的称义
sinners like us because of his grace we will be justified
弟兄姊妹这是何等大的恩典
what a great grace
这实在是过于我们人口舌所能述说的
it surpass all our we can speak
但是我们要知道当我们蒙恩的时候
when we receive his grace
在主的话语的启示的里面
under the revelation of his words
每一个蒙恩的人
Each one who are saved by grace.
同时都是一个蒙召的人。
And meanwhile, we are the one who receive his calling.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常重要的。
This is very important.
如果我们只想到我们蒙恩的话
If we only think we receive the grace.
你发现我们这一生，我们觉得我们应该靠着主的恩典来实现我们在地上的生活的目标。
And you will think by His grace we will fulfill whatever our purpose.
主把恩典给了我们。
God gave His grace to us.
他不仅给我们永远的盼望。
Not only gave us eternal hope.
今天天天与我们同在。
And He's with us.
他在每一种都会扶持，都在那里供应我们。
Help and supply us on everything.
所以我们感谢主，从前我们是靠着我们自己在过日子。
So we thanking before we live by our own.
现在我们蒙恩典了
Now we receive grace.
而且恩典够我们使用
And his grace is sufficient.
而像我们大家最喜欢的一句话就恩典够我用
We all like this sentence
that His grace is sufficient. 哎呀每次想到恩典够我用我们里面就那个力量就起来了
When we think of this each time we will be strengthened.
但这里有个问题
But there is a problem.
恩典确确实实够我们用
His grace is sufficient.
但如果我们不晓得原来蒙恩的人都是蒙召的话
If we don't know who we receive grace, but we are also receive the calling.
你发现我们在地上所有的生活的方向和我们的目标还是我们从前得救之前的方向和目标
Then our purpose and directions will be as before.
我们所要成就的是我们眼中看为对的事。
What we want to accomplish, we think the right thing in our eyes.
就算我们被主的爱不愿意服侍的时候
Even if he encourages, we are willing to serve him.
我们所要建不是神眼中看为正的事。
What we want to build up is not the right thing in our
eyes. 乃是在我们自己眼中看为对的事。
That is something right in our own eyes.
你就看见说在神教会里的光景好像士师记一样。
Then you will see the situation of the church is like the time of the judge.
那是以色列中没有王，个人行个人眼中看为对的事。
That time there is no king over the Israel. They all do things in the right of their own eyes.
就看见神的儿女中间显不出那一个神要有的那个见证。
And then you see there is no testimony that God's children
testify. 神的儿女可以说在那样的一种环境是最混乱的光景。
Under such circumstance, there is the most chaotic era.
以弗所书他就特别告诉我们。
But the Ephesians typically tells us.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们真的能够明白这里所说的。
I hope we really understand what is saying here.
每一个蒙恩的人。
Who saved by grace.
都是被神。
And also is called by God.
我们从前说到蒙召的时候，就是说你那个传道人是蒙召的。
Before we think about who's called, that means only the ministers.
蒙召和我是绝对没有关系的。
There's nothing to do with me of calling.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书这里的真理非常的清楚。
But the truth of Ephesians is very clear to us.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见你是蒙召的
，If you see you are called，
你就看见这个恩典比我们紧紧的脱离这些消极的罪和死。不知道大多少倍。
You will see the grace is much greater than it's just that is to delivered from the sins.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主让我们里面真的有这样一个观念上的转变。
And I hope we will change our concept.
就是每一个蒙恩的人都是蒙召的。
That is each one of us who were saved by grace, we are also called by God.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是我们蒙恩的目的乃是要进入神召我们的那一个职业的里面。
The purpose received grace and is we have he has to guide us enter the purpose of his calling.
弟兄姊妹，神的恩典是你的。
His grace comes with a purpose.
神的恩典是要成就他永远职业的。
His grace is to fulfill his eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，也许你听这件事，你觉得好像离你很远，好像有的时候我们觉得这件事情好像是个道理，是很 boring 的一件事。
Maybe you think this is not related to you. Maybe this is a doctrine. This is very boring.
弟兄姊妹，但是这件事，如果神的圣灵在我们里面光照的话，这成为我们一生的转捩点。
If the Holy Spirit enlightened within us, and this will be our turning point.
我们整个的生命的方向，我们整个的生命的意义完全改变了。
The meaning and the purpose of our life will be changed.
我们从我们自己眼中看为对的事，我们今天来看神眼中看为对的事。
We do things that we think is right. Now we turn to the things right in God's eyes.
哦，弟兄姊妹，蒙恩的人都是被召的人。
All people who saved by grace are all called by God.
知道蒙恩在旧约的预表里面就是过红海般人。
Saved by grace is new in Old Testament. It means you are the one who goes through the Red Sea.
但是你发现神让以色列百姓蒙恩以后过了红海，没有一刻的功夫让他们留在红海的边上。
But you see, God guide them.To pass the Red Sea, but he didn't let them just stop there.
神在让他们这个过红海之前就跟他们说，你们要去的乃是那宽广流奶与蜜之地。
Before they cross the river of the Red Sea, God tell them, I will guide you enter the place where you have milk and honey. And then I saved you by purpose.
你们蒙恩典是要进入迦南美地的。
You receive the grace you need into the beautiful land of Canaan.
今天我们是蒙召的一般人。
We are called.
我们在博饼聚会里面，我们很少在蒙召之间上感谢神。
On our common service, and then it's rarely we praise God.
我们唱到说我是个蒙主恩的时候，我们有的时候常常感觉我们里面感动的眼泪都会流出来。
Sometimes when we sing, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and we were so moved, and then we all almost.
弟兄姊妹，每一次像这样的诗歌都摸着我们的心。
And the songs, this when it touch our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这个转变太大了。
This turning point is great.
但是弟兄姊妹。在主的话语里更告诉我们
but,
我们不仅是蒙恩的罪人
but God tells us we're not only saved by grace
我们乃是同蒙天召圣洁的弟兄
but we are all together was called to receive the heavenly calling
弟兄姊妹这件事我们在博饼聚会里有多少人在那里感谢赞美呢
how many of us we praise for God about this point
如果神的圣灵把这件事光照在我们的里面
the Holy Spirit enlightened this matter to us
弟兄姊妹我们在神的面前要献上更多的感谢更多的赞美
brother and sister will give him more thanks and praise
弟兄姊妹我们是蒙恩的人
we are sinners saved by grace
这还是去消极的一面
that is the negative
弟兄姊妹我们更是同天召圣洁的弟兄
but we are brother and sister who receive the same heavenly calling
弟兄姊妹这是何等的荣耀的护照
what a glorious calling
所以他在第一章里面说如果神的灵光照你们的心眼
so it says if the spirit of God enlightened in you
这样的护照是有何等的指望
you will see and this calling gives you such hope
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个召是何等的指望啊！
And this calling gave us the hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们今天在地上不是一般没有指望的人。
We hope we are the group of people without hope.
因为我们是蒙召的一般人。
Because we are the people who receive calling.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事人的口没有办法把它讲得清楚。
Man's words I can't describe.
有一天，神的圣灵给我们看见，我们不仅蒙恩的罪人。更是蒙天召的一般人。
But one day may the Holy Spirit reveal to us that we are not saved by grace, but also called by God.
相信我们会像使徒保罗这样做见证。
Then we will testify like Paul.
他说：“我为主被囚的劝你们。”
He said, "As a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you."
从前我们不认识这个呼召的时候。你就看见很多事情都能捆绑我们。
Before we know the calling, and many things will tie us up.
很多的环境都让我们觉得我们好像做囚，做个囚犯一样。
Many circumstances make us think we are the prisoner.
工作把我们捆的，我们觉得我们是一个受困的一个人。
And the work bind us like we are as a prisoner.
身体的软弱让我们没有办法来得释放。
And health and bind us like we cannot be released.
我们觉得孩子成了我们追求的一个拦阻。
And sometimes children is the obstacles.
甚至我们都觉得我们的配偶都成了我们进天国的最大的障碍。
Even our spouse is the hindrance for us to enter
heaven. 如果不是有这样一个配偶的话，我早进天国了。
If without the spouse, I'll in heaven early.
如果我们看见我们是蒙天召圣洁的弟兄。
If we see our brothers receive the heavenly calling.
一件人事物才能够成为我们的捆绑。
Nothing will become the hindrance of us.
我们会像使徒保罗那样做见证，四面受敌。却不被困住。
And we will testify like Paul, that we will not be constrained by the surroundings.
心里作难却不致失望。
Whereas there are hardships, but we will not lose hope.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
And then we will not be forsaken even in the persecutions. Even we are being beaten, we will not be died.
因为要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Because we review this power is not from us, but from God.
因为今天有个宝贝在我们的里面。
Because there is a precious in us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们蒙恩的目的。
And we will see the purpose that we receive grace. We were saved.
乃是在这一切的环境里面来显扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
It is to show His wonderful will. That means to call us out of the darkness.
这光明者的美德有什么能够限制呢？
What can constrain the beauty of the darkness? And then there's no enemies will tie us from this. If we see the glorious purpose that He saved, He called us. And we will be constrained by one thing. That is the God's purpose.
这就是保罗这里所说，我为主被囚的。
Here is what Paul says as a prisoner for
the Lord. 罗马人没有办法锁住我的。
Romans cannot be.
犹太人没有办法限制我的。
Jews cannot be chained me up.
但是神的旨意让我不得不被这个锁链所绑住。
But the will of God will tie me up.
我也甘心乐意受这样的限制。
And I'm willing to receive this restriction.
弟兄姊妹，这件事在我们基督徒的生命中是个转捩点。
And this is a turning point as a Christian.
请原谅我用这么多的时间把这句话这样一而再再而三的跟弟兄姊妹来重复。
Please excuse me to repeat to this sentence.
因为这件事带给我们每一个生命的祝福太大了。
Because this verse will bring us a great blessing.
这好像我们是一个信徒，有一天我们看见我们原来是门徒一样。
And it seems like we see as a believers now we become an apostle.
门徒和信徒应该是一个。
Apostles and believers supposed to be one.
信徒和这个门徒应该是一样的。
Believers and apostles is one.
但是你会发现，今天许许多多的神的百姓甘愿只做信徒，而不愿意做门徒。
But many children of God, they just want to be a believer.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们整个属灵生命中的那个转变太大了。
And this is a great turning point.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前实在要像这个以弗所书第一章那个祷告一样。
We need to be have the life like Ephesians chapter 1.
其实是回应第一章的。
Chapter 4 actually is a response to chapter 1.
他说要让这赐人智慧启示的灵把这件事情照亮在我们。
And he is to enlighten us by the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以从此我们不仅是一个蒙恩的人。
And from then we're not only a people receive the grace.
我们更是蒙天召的一般人。
But more, we are receiving the heavenly call.
所以他后面讲到的生活。
And then later on talking about the lives.
它不仅仅是与恩典相称的生活。
It's not only related to grace.
它特别强调是与这个召相称的生活。
But more important is related to live a life worthy of the calling.
是与旨意相称的那个生活。
Is the life worthy of
God's purpose. 是我们蒙恩得救以后神在我们身上那个旨意相称的生活。
Is a life worthy of the calling that's God's
purpose. 不仅仅是在人的眼中我们这个过一个做个好人而已。
Not only it's to be a good person in the people and I people.
乃是我们的行事为荣，我们的生活是和一个招相称。
But peace and our life is the worthy of the calling.
弟兄姊妹，这里面讲的非常的清楚。
This is very clear.
如果我们不认识那个招的话
，If we don't understand the calling，
你读到后面这些生活，你就发现说，这些生活对我们来讲，为什么要提这些生活
？And then you will not understand what about the lives related such kind of lives.
我们觉得这里应该提到很多其他方面的生活。
We think they should mention other aspects.
那些我们觉得它是非常实际的。
We think those are real.
那是跟我们好像这个每天这个天天的生活是息息相关的。
And those are close related to our daily lives.
这里面所提到的生活。
But the life mentioned here.
不是讲到我们日常的生活。
It's not about our daily life.
虽然包括我们日常的生活。
Even it's included.
但它的目的不是讲日常的生活。
But the purpose is not talking about daily life.
这里讲的生活是和那个召相称的生活。
But the lives here is related to the calling.
这个召是什么？
What is the calling?
姊妹，我们知道，在这个原文里面，教会这个词是什么意思？
You know the original meaning of church?
教会这个词，它如果直接翻出来，不是蒙恩的会众。
The church, if you translate, it's not the gathering receiving grace.
乃是蒙召的会众。
It's the congregation of receiving calling.
在这个原文中，你直接把这个希腊的这个原文直接翻成中文的话，就是蒙召的会众。
If you translate from Greek to Chinese, it's called the congregation of the receiving the calling.
这个召就是把我们从世界中分别出来。
This calling is to separate us from the world.
让神的恩典做工在我们身上。
And then may His grace work on us.
让我们能够成为一个身体。
And let us to be one body.
一个属灵的身体。
A spiritual body.
让神的灵在我们中间来居住。
And then the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
让我们的主能一次借着这个属灵的行走在这个地上。
Then our Lord will walk on the earth through this spiritual body.
我们的主曾经借着这个从玛利亚得着的那个肉身行走在这个地上。
Our Lord used to walk on this earth through the carnal body.
今天神把我们召出来。
But he called us out of the world.
乃是他要重新再得着一个身体。
And then he would like to regain a body.
得着一个更加奇妙的身体。
And then to receive a wondrous body.
一个属灵的身体。
A spiritual body.
一个团体的身体。
A group of body.
我们的主耶稣再一次借着这个身体行走在这个地上。
He will walk again through this body.
弟兄姊妹，太奇妙了。
This is very wonderful.
这是那个招。
This is the calling.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个招是和神的教会紧紧连在一起的。
This calling is closely related to God's church.
所以你看见他讲到这个招的时候，头一个生活是什么？
What is the first aspect of the life?
我们想说头一个生活应该是这个有许多方面的。
We will be many aspects.
至少我们应该为主摆上的。
At least we have to offer ourselves to Lord.
这里面告诉我们，头一个生活乃是合一的生活。
And here talk about the first aspect of life is the unity.
oneness, the life of oneness.
The life of oneness.
你知道这一个生活对于这个招来讲，那是最重要最重要的。
Oneness is the most important towards the calling.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们个人来讲不重要。
This is not important to the individual person.
无所谓。
It doesn't matter.
教会合一不合一没有关系。
If there is a oneness at church, it
doesn't
matter
to me. 你从那个门进来，我从那个门出去嘛。
You come to this door and I go out.
反正我们都来朝见神，对不对
？We all come to worship God.
有的时候我们不看人，我们只看谁啊？只看神呐。
Sometimes we do not look at the man, but to the Lord, to God.
因为你就发现我们过的一个生活哈，是说我们只要有主，我跟主就可以了。
And the way our life is between Lord and I, I and Lord, that's enough.
弟兄姊妹，这样的生活是非常非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
但是你发现这却不是那个招所让我们进入的那个头一个最重要的生活。
But this is not the most important life that are calling to the calling.
这个恩典已经把我们和基督连在一起。
This grace is already unified us.
这个恩典已经让我们和主完全的合一。
This grace and unify us with the Lord.
这个恩典让我们羡慕天天的来亲近我们的神。
And this grace led us to adore Him.
但说到这个招的时候
，But when we talk about the calling,
他说是合一。
It talk about oneness.
为什么
？Why？
对于一个身体来讲
，For a body，
没有合一的身体。是最软弱的身体。
Without the oneness, it will fall into the most weakness.
我们觉着如果有个福音聚会的话
，We think if there is a gospel meeting，
只要有两个人就可以了。
There is for just
有一个领会讲道就可以了。
One lead song, one share gospel.
只要这个领会的哈，别领的太糟糕就可以了。
If the one who leading the meeting, it will be not too worse.
如果这个讲道的能够讲的大家眼泪都流下，那我们今天感谢赞美主，今天真的主与我们同在。
If the one who preach and make people cry and then say, "Oh, praise the Lord for your presence."
哎呀，我说今天这个聚会真的是太好了，祝福我们。
We say God bless us because of, you know for this meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这样的观念是因为我们不认识这个合一的身体的那个力量多大。
We think this way. That means we don't know how powerful of the oneness.
我曾经在一个从前我在另外一个聚会里面，我经历过这样的情形。
I experienced this when I was in the other congregation.
但是那个我们从前那个在我在原来那个聚会里面，我们那个时候这个一些弟兄姊妹我们在聚的时候，我们中间没有一个人会讲到的。
At that time, as none of us is able to preach.
那个时候，如果你要让我讲的话呢，我讲十分钟啊，没有人能够听懂我在讲什么。
If you let me preach, if I talk 10 minutes, people won't understand me.
但是你的弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，他们有一个合一的光景。
But when brothers and sisters are together, they have the situation of the oneness.
他们后来给我们起个名字。
And they gave us a name.
就是挨着死碰着亡，就是你一碰就死了。
When you get close to them, you will be dead.
因为什么？因为凡来到我们中间的朋友，通通得救。
Because all of them who come among us, they all saved.
没有一个走了。
None of them walk away.
虽然那个时候我们接触面很少。
And even though we don't know many people.
哎呀，很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
那个时候你要想传福音很容易的。
And it's pretty easy to share gospel.
你就把人带到聚会里就可以了。
You just take people come to church.
所以那个时候啊，我是初信的弟兄姊妹。
I was just a newborn.
那个时候我里面只有一个心愿，就是把福音朋友带到聚会里。
I only have a desire. I'll take gospel friends to the congregation.
他们来到聚会里看不见谁在那使劲的在那领会。
When they come to the gathering, they don't see who's the one who leads.
他们也看，他们也听不到一个完整的信息。
And they will not hear a complete message.
非常的稀奇。
But amazingly,
人愿意归向主。
But people would like to turn themselves to God.
弟兄姊妹，你看看起初教会被建立的时候。
And see at the beginning when the church was built up.
他们在那里彼此的交接薄饼的时候。
And they share with the communion and fellowship. When they obey the teaching of the apostles.
当他们在那里爱宴，在那里，在那里祷告的时候。
When they have the love feast, when they pray together.
说神将得救的人数天天加给教会。
The Bible tells us that God added numbers to his church.
弟兄姊妹，这样的祝福是何等大的。
And then how is we receive such blessings?
好像那个膏油从元首流下。
It's kind of the anointing. It's from the head.
好像那个黑门山的甘露。
It's like the dew from the Hermon.
只要你在这个聚会里，你就感觉到那个甘露。
When you come to the congregation, you will feel the dew.
弟兄姊妹，那是神看为美，看为善。
That is what God regard as good.
弟兄姊妹，当我们没有那个合一的实际的时候，
when we don't have the reality of the oneness,
我们的聚会就一定要依靠恩赐。
And then our congregation must depend on gifts.
我们必须要靠大的恩赐。
We must depend on the great gift.
否则这个聚会就撑不起来了。
Otherwise, this meeting will not do good.
否则这个聚会就失去了吸引力了。
And then we will lose our attractions.
弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌今天只要做一件事就可以。
You know, the enemy just need do one thing.
把我们彼此之间的和睦破坏就可以。
And he will destroy our oneness.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要晓得仇敌的诡计。
We need know the scheme of the enemy.
我们如果要晓得仇敌的诡计，我们就必须认识我们这个招到底是什么。
If we know the enemy's scheming, we will know what is the calling.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这些事都好像只是在这里纸上谈兵而已。
Do not think this is just words on the paper.
这些跟我们的侍奉，跟我们在主面前的这个见证，实在是关系太大了。
But this is really critical related to our testimony.
所以这里他说你要竭力地保守这个合一。
And so that's why he is make every effort to keep the unity.
好像不惜任何的代价要保守合一的。
You have to make all the efforts to keep the unity.
因为当教会被建立的时候。
Because when the church is built up.
阴间的权柄胜不过它。
And the power from the Hades will not overcome it.
不是说一个讲道被建立的时候，阴间的权柄过。
It's not say when the preach is built up, the power of the overcomer.
或者一个团体被建立的时候，阴间的灵胜不过。
It's not talking about the group was built up.
乃是在我们中间显出这个一的光景的时候，是阴间的权柄所胜不过。
It is talking about when we have the oneness and the power of the darkness will not win the victory.
弟兄姊妹，你有心愿为教会的合一祷告吗？
Do you have a heart desire to pray for the oneness of church?
弟兄姊妹，我们不是在这里好像只是聚一聚就回家而已。
We're not just come here and then we go home.
因为我们知道我们是蒙召的。
We know we received the calling.
我们这样的劳苦努力为了什么？
What's the purpose for us to make the efforts to work, to labor?
有时候我们在这里真的，我们已经付了多少的代价？
And then we think we pay the price.
在干什么？
What are we doing?
难道就安慰我们的良心说，今天我去礼拜过了吗？
Is it just to comfort yourself for your conscience to say I go to church?
弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙召的一般人。
Sister, we are the one received the calling.
我们生命中是有目的的。
Our life purpose.
这个招所带给头一个让我们看重的，让我们最看重的就是合一的生活。
The most important life, after we receive the calling, is the life of the oneness.
没有合一的生活，实在说了就没有真实教会的见证。
Without the oneness, we don't have a true testimony of church.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够空跑，不能够徒劳。
We cannot just work and run in
vain. 我们挣钱不是打空气的。
We're not fixing in the air.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是有方向的一般人。
We come with purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前真的要求主让这个光照进来。
May the Lord enlighten us.
改变我们许多天然人的观念。
And then change our natural concept.
我们看见这一个招最重要、最重要的就是这个合一的生活。
Then we see the most important of the calling is the oneness.
当然这里讲到合一，好，我们稍微多说一点，他讲到两方面的合一。
The oneness comes with two aspects.
这个合一的见证，它指的 好，他这里说的这个见证，他说有两个，有两个合一。
The testimony of the oneness comes with two.
有一个合一，好叫做真道上的合一。
One is the oneness of the truth.
Of the faith.
Of the faith.
Faith 就是那个在信仰上的合一，或者我们中文翻译成的真道上的合一，这都是对的。
One faith.
不是，我。
The oneness of the
D face, 就是它不是前面那个 one face, 是那个后面叫 D face, 它是特别的一个指的一个信仰。
The oneness of the faith.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是要等的。
And we need wait for the Lord.
这件事今天我们没有办法做的。
We cannot accomplish today.
今天我们在这里所显出来合一的见证，不是在真道上的合一。
The oneness we testify is not the oneness of faith.
这里讲得很清楚，真道上的合一是只等到，只要等。
The oneness of the faith we have to wait.
等到什么时候呢
？Wait until.
等到我们众人脱离婴孩段。
And then wait until we all.
我们都长大成人，认识神的儿子，满有基督长成的身量。那个时候所显出来的是在真道上的合一。
Wait until we all grow up and to be mature and have the measure of the fullness of Christ.
今天我们要承认，我们许多时候还在婴孩的阶段。
We have to admit we are infants.
在这样一个小孩子、婴孩的阶段，是不可能有。这一个真道上的合一。
And infants will not fulfill the oneness of the faith.
这不是我们今天所能有的见证。
This is not the testimony that we will have today.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你认为不认为我们今天还常常处在小孩子的阶段。
I don't know if you think we are in the infant stage.
什么是属灵的小孩子？
What is a spiritual infant?
这里讲呢，他说这些属的孩子呢，就是常常中了人诡计和欺骗的法术。
And then the infant, the spiritual infant is they are all fall into the cunning and then crafty of the man.
这个有个 deceive 哈，有一个欺骗。
And here is we were deceived.
礼拜五我们讲过一个欺骗哈。
Last Friday we mentioned about the deceive.
你知道这个人常常会受欺骗，对不对
？And men are all were deceived.
人常常欺骗我们。
And people deceive us.
很多东西都是假的。
And many things are false.
但是呢，你发现在圣经里面告诉我们，人如果能欺骗我们的话。
And then, but the Bible tells us if people are able to deceive us.
那么只有两种情形。
They're able to in two conditions.
头一个情形就是你是欺骗人的。
And the first of all is you deceive others.
就你想说欺哄人的也被人欺哄。
And the Bible tells us you deceive others and also
are deceived. 什么时候我们是欺骗人的，我是一个被人欺骗的。
Whenever we deceive others, are deceived.
这个你想想，
This is very accurate.
什么时候我们在人面前不真实的时候，人也把不真实的表现给我们看。
Whenever we lie and people lie to us.
对不对？
Is that
所以欺哄人的也被人欺哄。
So that we deceive others will be deceived.
那么第二个呢，就是被人虚浮的话所欺哄。
And the other one is we were deceived by the craft.By the craftiness of man.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代虚浮的话太多了，对不对
？There is so many craftiness in the world.
虚浮的话。
The vanities.
哎呀，这个小朋友真的是太聪明了。
You know, the children are smart.
Perfect.
Your child are perfect.
完全哈。你知道你要是把小孩子送到学校里去的时候，你参加这个就是这个叫什么家长和老师的这个谈话的会议。
If you have a children at school, when you have a meeting with teachers,
有人说到一个地步，竟然每一年都参加两次。
And people say I'm so full that I go twice a year.
每一年这两次，老师说我的孩子都是 perfectly 这个。是这个叫做这个 very very smart.
Each time the teacher told me, my children are genius. They are just perfect and then smart.
哇，姑娘，这些话你听了舒服不舒服
？Do you feel good after you heard this?
如果你觉得舒服的话，那就是被虚浮的话所欺负。
If you like it, that means you were deceived.
这都是虚浮的话。
They are all the craftiness.
你说人要骗我们的话，圣经上根本就这两种。
The Bible tells us if people deceive us, it's because of these two conditions.
但是圣经里告诉我们，被自己骗啊，被自己欺哄啊，讲了几次了。
But how many times the Bible tells us we deceive ourselves?
在新约里至少八次。
And Newman at least mentioned 8 times.
我们很多时候，我自己也是常常这样觉得，哎呀，我觉得我现在至少不是那样的婴孩了吧。
And sometimes I deceive myself. I say I'm not that kind of infant.
都能够讲以弗所书了，你还能是婴孩吗
？I can talk about Ephesians. Am I still infant?
你再叫人找几个人能讲以弗所书了
？Look around. How many people can talk about Ephesians?
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，我们觉得我们自己是婴孩吗
？Do you think you are infant?
你常常觉得自己是婴孩吗
？Do you think you're a child?
但是婴孩是被欺的
，but to be an infant,
是中了人的诡计的。
They are easy to fall into
the trap. 你发现人的诡计，你常常不是中的。
You know, you will not fall into the trap of man.
你常常中了你自己的诡计。
But you fall craftiness of your own of yourself.
圣经上说，人若单单听到却不行道，就是自己欺哄自己。
The Bible tells us if we only listen to the doctrine but you not test, that means you deceive yourself, self deceive.
我们中间觉得我们从来没有这样欺自己。
Is any of you think you never deceive yourself?
我们如果只单单听到，却不去行道，这就叫做自己欺哄自己。
If we only listen to the doctrine but never practice, that is we are self-deceived.
这个就叫做婴孩。
That is called infant.
这是属灵的小孩子。
That's the infant spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的话语面前，我觉得有的时候我们要非常诚实的来面对。
We need to be true to the word of God.
所以这一个真道上的合一哈，说实在的，我们今天哈，只有让神在我们中间来做这个工作。
The oneness of the faith only God can help.
因为我们今天还没有长大成人。
Because we're not mature yet.
那么圣经上说，人若无有，还自以为有，这就是自欺了。
And then the Bible tells us if people think they have, actually they don't. That is the self-deceit.
如果我们哈常常没有那个属灵的光景，还自以为我们今天达到了什么双景，那个是小孩子，那个欺。
We're not spiritual. Actually, we think we're spiritual. That is the infant. That is the self-deceitness.
圣经上说呢，如果人自以为虔诚哈。却不能勒住他的舌头，这人就欺哄自己的心。
The Bible tells us if people think they're godness, but they cannot hold their tongue, they are self-deceived.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少时候我们勒不住我们的舌头
？Many times we can't hold our tongues.
我们还以为自己很属灵了。
We think we're spiritual.
有的时候讲话的时候，那个舌头就不受我们的控制了。
When we speak, and the tongue will not, we cannot control our tongue.
我想我要再念的，我们时间就不够了。至少你去读新约圣经，我劝弟兄姊妹你好好去读一下。
I urge you to read New Testament.
如果我们觉得我们活在肉体里，作恶、犯罪，还以为我们可以承受神的国，那个叫做自欺哄自己。
If we sin, if we live in our flesh, and then and we think we can receive the kingdom of heaven, that is self-deceitfulness.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这一个合一，真道上的合一，是主要在我们身上做许多恩典的工作。
Then we know the oneness of the faith and the work, and God has much work.
这个今天我们要在主面前一同的来追求，一同的来往前去的。
We need pursue.Together.
这一个合一不是我们今天的见证。
This oneness is not the testimony for today.
所以你遇到一个弟兄，你不要拿圣经的真理去跟他去吵架。
Do not argue with your brother with the word from Bible.
你不要拿你自己的对圣经的理解或看见去跟人家争吵。
Do not argue with your own understanding of Bible.
你有领受，你就在主面前持守就很好了。
If you receive, then you keep it before the Lord. That's good.
因为现在没有达到那个在真道上的合一。
Because we're not reached the oneness yet.
我们还是在做小孩子。
We're still infant.
甚至还在自己欺骗自己。
We are even self-deceived.
所以这个合一，我们今天没有办法有这个见证。
We don't have the oneness.
但是还有一个合一是我们今天必须要极力的来保守的。
But there's another aspect of the oneness. We have to make all efforts
to keep. 就是圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And that is the Holy, that means the unity of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这一个合一不是我们造出来的。
This unity is not made up. It is not made up by us.
不是我们把它这个组织起来，或者把它统一起来。
It's not we organize and we put together.
弟兄姊妹，这一个合一是圣灵已经做成了。
This oneness is already accomplished by the Holy Spirit.
真道上的合一是主在我们长大成熟以后，他要在我们中间显出来的，他要做。
The oneness of the faith and then God will fulfill have when we are mature.
圣灵的合一是当我们蒙恩得救的时候，圣灵已经把那个一做成了。
The oneness of the Holy Spirit is already accomplished when we receive grace. 今天
我们的责任，或者说我们今天所谓的合一的见证是什么？
What is the testimony of the oneness today?
不是我们在一些做出一个合一来。
It is not we make one.
我们做出那个合一都是肉体的合一。
The one we make is from the flesh.
那个不是圣灵所赐的合一。
It's not from the Holy Spirit.
我们今天只是保守这个圣灵已经做成的合一。
We need make effort to keep the oneness the Holy Spirit already accomplished.
圣灵既然做成的合一，你还能破坏吗？
Can you destroy? It's already accomplished by the Holy Spirit.
绝对不会的。
No.
你也不能产生出圣灵的合一，你也不可能摧毁圣灵的合一。
You cannot make, you cannot destroy the one the Holy Spirit.
这一个圣灵的合一没有办法产生，人也没有办法摧毁的。
Man cannot and destroy.
但是这一个圣灵所赐的合一的见证是可以显明在我们中间，或者在我们中间失去的。
But the testimony of the oneness of the Holy Spirit will reveal through us.
我们今天在地上要过的生活。
The life we have on the earth.
主托付给我们的只是要保守这一个合一的见证。
The Lord entrusted us to let us to keep the testimony of this oneness of the Spirit.
这一个一的见证，它根据的是三而一的神。
And this oneness is up to the Trinity.
所以后面他讲了七个一。
And then there is a seven oneness.
这七个一，你发现它这个前面三个是特别讲到圣灵说的，中间三个讲到我们的主说的，最后讲到我们的神说的。
The first three oneness talking about the Holy Spirit, and then the following three talking about the Lord, and then the last one is talking about our life.
所以你看，这一个合一的根据我们的光景。
You know the foundation of the oneness is not to us.
不是根据我们中间是不是嫉妒纷争啊，是不是彼此之间不和，不是这个合一是根据三而一的神。
It's not up to if we have a division or not, but it's up to the Trinity.
所以这个合一是非常坚固的。
And this oneness is
very strong. 是没有办法，仇敌是没有办法任何办法来摧毁的。
The adversary cannot destroy this oneness.
今天我们要为这一个合一有一个见证显在我们的生活里面。
But we need testify this oneness.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样显出这七个方面的这个合一的见证呢？
How do we testify the seven oneness?
他给我们看见说哈，那个见证产生出来的时候，它有七个方面。
And actually, when we have the testimony, and it comes with the seven oneness, come with seven aspects.
我们的见证是一个身体。
Our testimony is from one body.
不是一个团体。
It's not one organization.
如果我们的见证是一个团体的，我们就可以分开。
If our testimony is from an organization, we can be separate.
那团体都可以分开的。
You know, the organization can be separated.
但如果我们的见证是一个身体的话，我们就不能分开。
If our testimony is from one body, we cannot be separated.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天要保守的那个见证。
This is what we need to keep.
如果主今天在他恩典的全能，在他的怜悯里也把我们放在一起。
By the power of his grace and mercy, he put us together.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们建立的是一个团体，我们就可以分开。
If we build up an organization, we'll be separate.
如果我们是一个身体的话，
If we are one body,
我们就不能够分。
We will not be separated.
身体是不能分的。
The body cannot be separated.
什么都可以分。
You can separate everything.
就是身体不能分。
But you cannot separate a body.
弟兄姊妹是一个身体。
We are one body.
一位圣灵。
One spirit.
可以有不同赐。
We can have different gifts.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说我们中为什么没有这个恩赐，没有那个恩赐，你这个恩赐，他为什么有那个恩赐？这不是我们的见证。
Don't say I have such, I don't have such gifts, but he has. This is not our testimony.
我们的见证不是每个人都是做眼睛。
Our testimony is everybody has to be the eyes.
我们的见证不是每个人都得十八般武艺什么都会。
It's not everyone can do many things.
这不是我们的见证。
That's not our testimony.
这不是这个一的见证。
That's not the testimony of this oneness.
一的见证是只有一位圣灵。
This testimony of the oneness is only one.
虽然有弟兄的恩赐跟我不一样。
Even though my brother's gift is different than mine,
但我们在一起是一个灵，被一个灵所感。
When we are together, we are moved by one spirit.
我弟兄的祷告是这个方面。
My brother's prayers is from one aspect.
另外一个弟兄祷告是另外一个方面。
Another brother pray another one.
当你发现是被一个灵所感。
We're all moved by one spirit.
你把你当一个灵所感的时候，我们众人这我们的父就在我们的眼前。
If we are moved by one spirit, we know our Father is here.
是不是这样的
？True.
什么时候我们显出那个一个灵的那个见证的时候，我们就都被引到父的面前。
Whenever we have the testimony of the oneness, we are all guided to the Lord, to the Father.
一位圣灵。
One spirit.
这是我们的见证。
That's our testimony.
一个指望。
One hope.
我们的指望是什么
？What is our hope？
就是教会那一天长大成熟。
And that is one day the church will be to grow to be mature.
都被带进荣耀的里面。
We will all will be guided into the glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上没有别的盼望。
We have no hope, other hope in the world.
我们在地上有别的盼望，那不是我们的见证。
If we have other hopes, that's not our testimony.
如果我们盼望在地上见到一个联合的一个团体。
If we hope we build up a large organization.
我们愿意做我们我们觉得这样的就是在地上就能产生出一个什么样的一种光，不是我们的盼望。
If we think we will brought up something, that's not our hope.
那个一的只有那一个盼望。
The hope of the one is only one hope.
就那一个指望。
That one hope.
就是身体长大成熟。
That is,
满有基督长成的身量。
That is the body will grow up to be mature, have the full measure of the fullness of the Christ.
一位主。
One Lord.
虽然我们看见在地上许多的聚集里面，他们从主领受的职事是不一样。
Even we see people receive the different ministers from Lord.
Ministry
from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，但是个人都向着主负责。
But we all responsible to the Lord.
我们在一起追求的时候，如果主光照我们，我们看见主在我们中间，他让我们所走的乃是要朝着腓拉铁非的这个方向去走的话。
If we see that Lord wants us to walk towards the Philadelphia.
如果主今天让我们里面蒙了光照，让我们不满足于留在撒迪的那种光景里面的话。
If Lord enlighten us, let us to not just be glad we are in the.
我们向着主忠心。
But we need to.
我们要忠心于主赐给我们这样的开启。
We need to be faithful to the revelation.
但我们和在不在我们中间聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们的见证还是一位主。
And then, no matter what brother comes with us, we all testify we have one Lord.
我们的见证是一位主，不是必须是一个执事。
Our testimony is one Lord, it's not one minister.
圣经上说，执事是众多的。但是主却是一位。
Ministers are many, but Lord only has one.
弟兄姊妹，不要因着这些事，我们觉着就好像我们失去了合一的见证。
Do not because of this, then we will lose the oneness, the testimony of the oneness.
我们要认清这个一的见证到底是什么。
We need know what's the testimony of the oneness.
不是只有一个 ministry, 只有一个的这种的带领，是个人都。在主面前向着这一位的主忠心。
It is not we only have one ministry, but we all are faithful to the only one Lord.
你发现这里面看见太奇妙了。
This is very wonderful.
让我们从许许多多我们天然人的捆绑里都释放出来。
This will deliver us from our natural man.
让我们真的在地上能够显出这个合一的见证。
Then we will testify this oneness.
一信。
One faith.
只依靠基督。
We only trust Lord Christ.
一洗只归入基督。
One baptism only belongs to Christ. We only unify with Christ.
岂不知你们这些受洗的人是归入基督的死吗？
Don't you know all the one who baptized you are?
我们既和他的死的形状上联合，就必在他复活的形状上联合。
You unify with the form of his death, and definitely we will be unified with his resurrection.
一位神。
One God.
功用可以不同。
We have different functions.
一位神。
One God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是在这里见证我们都是必须得一种的教训，或者一种的方法，或者一种的聚集的，不是，这不是我们的见证。
We testify we only have one way to gather and then one way to do things. That's not our testimony.
今天有人问说，你们为什么是这样的聚集？他们为什么是那样的聚集？
When people say why the way you gather is different than the others.
因为那不是我们的见证。
Because that's not our testimony.
不是说全天下所有圣人的聚集都像我们 Dumbo 一样，那就合一了。
It's not the whole world everybody gather like Dumbo and that's oneness. No.
弟兄姊妹，那不是我们的见证。
That's not our testimony.
那不是圣灵所赐的那个义的见证。
That's not the testimony that from the Holy Spirit.
也不是说我们在聚会里面必须用一样的语言。
It's not we have to use one language.
我们必须用那杯的大小是一样的。
We have to use the one size of the cups.
弟兄姊妹，你看今天许多人不了解什么叫做这个圣灵合一的见证，就把许许多多在这个七个一之外的意义加进来。
Because people don't understand the oneness of the Holy Spirit, they put more oneness into the seven ones.
只要你比这七个一更多，你就把你立刻分开。
If you add one more, separate the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常严肃的。
This is very serious.
你发现在我们的侍奉，在我们追求里，你在这里再多加出一个一来，你就发现你一定要把神的儿女分开。
If we add one more, and then we will separate God's children.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见这一个一的见证是圣灵所赐合而为一的见证。
The testimony of the oneness is the testimony of the oneness by the Holy Spirit.
因此，这件事，当我们进入侍奉，当我们进入到这一个教会生活的时候，你发现这里面给我们的光是非常的亮。
When we serve, when we entered, and then we will see the light from here is very bright.
否则的话，我们常常被这些事情所搅扰。
Otherwise, we will be disturbed by physical
things. 我们老觉得说我们好像没有办法有这个这个保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We think we don't have to keep the unity of the spirit.
如果我们看见主的话，那个见证其实只是这七个一的话。
If we see the word of God and we see the testimony, it's only about the seven oneness.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们真的可以来学习，来保守这一个义的见证。
And then we can learn and to keep the testimony of this oneness.
怎样能够保守呢？
How can we keep?
他说要这个中文没有写，在原文是用谦卑。
And the original faith is to keep the unity of
用温柔，用忍耐，用爱心互相的宽容，用和平彼此联络。
With humble and gentle, with patient, bearing with one another in love.
他说是用。
It's to with.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是这个在这个恩典里面已经给我们了。
Because by His grace, He already given to is already given to us.
就是我们的谦卑啊。
Because the Lord is our humbleness.
不是我们今天要装出一个谦卑的样子。
We don't need to be pretend humble.
弟兄姊妹，你装出谦卑的样子，大家分得更厉害。我告诉你。
If you pretend to be humble, people will separate more divisions.
是用主的谦卑。
But is to raise the humbleness of the Lord.
什么叫用主的谦卑呢？
What is to use the humbleness of the Lord?
你想想主在地上是怎么谦卑的？
Think about how Lord is humbled.
我们的主如果他自己如果在地上如果行神迹，在那里叫瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，死人复活，我觉着比他带着这十二个 听不懂他讲道的这些门徒要容易太多了。
It will be easier for Lord, and then when He do the miracle things and make the blind see, the paralyzed walk, all those things, it will be much easier than He take His 12 disciples.
我觉得让主在地上碍手碍脚的就这十二个人。
Those 12 disciples are, and it's not helping Him at all.
这个一的见证，让学习受身体的限制。
But the testimony of the oneness to let us to see we to be constrained by the body.
如果我们的主在地上、啊、都愿意受这十二个门徒的限制。
If our Lord would like to constrain by the 12 disciples.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们为什么常常在侍奉的当中，我们不愿意和弟兄姊妹有交通呢？
And then why we would not have fellowship with brothers and sisters?
为什么我们都好像是单打独拼的一个人？
And why we all do things by ourselves?
好像我们愿意去哪就去哪。
And it seems we go wherever we want.
我们愿意到哪聚会就到哪聚会。
We go to whatever church we want.
我们今天愿意来聚会就来，我明天不愿意来聚会就不来。
I won't come whenever I want to.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候你发现，我们要想保守这个合一的见证，我们如果不谦卑下来的话，我们没有办法进入这样的见证。
If we don't humble ourselves, no way for us to enter the testimony of the one.
我们肯降卑我们自己。
Are we willing to humble ourselves?
我们肯受弟兄姊妹的限制吗
？Are we receive constraint from brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常荣耀的。
That is very glorious.
你看使徒保罗在他蒙恩得救以后，他是这样一个有启示的一个人。
See Apostle Paul, when he was saved, he received such revelation.
我觉得就着他的启示来讲。
According to the revelation he received.
就着他从主面前所领受的恩赐来讲。
The gift he received from the Lord.
他可以建立全世界最大的一个。教会
he can
所谓的一个 gathering,
and then he can build of a mega church.
弟兄姊妹，你发现使徒保罗他宁愿受亚拿尼亚这样一个名不见经传的小弟兄的限制。
But we see Paul would like to receive the limitation from the little brother Ananias.
弟兄姊妹，这个是用谦卑。
That is with.
如果我们这样用谦卑的时候，你就发现我们可以进入到基督身体合一的那个实际里面。
If we use humbleness, we will enter the reality of the testimony of the oneness.
用温柔。
With gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一起的时候就难免有碰撞。
When we are together, we will have conflicts.
什么叫温柔
？What is called gentleness?
温柔哈，这个。我有一次，这个其实我那一次是这个是出去传福音的。
There was one time I went to share gospel.
那么，但是呢，他们那个地方好玩的太多了。
But there are so many interesting places.
那么，这个传完福音，我们要准备离开去另外一个地方的时候，那个弟兄说：“哎，我好不好带你去玩撞球？”
After the gospel meeting, and then the brother says, "Let me take you to go."Play table pool.
那么我说我这个我不大会啊，这个他说没关系，我教你。
I say I don't know how to play. I say okay, I'll teach you.
我觉得那个东西还挺费力气的。
I think
像我这种不锻炼的人，我发现打那个东西浑身都是汗。
It needs strength to play that. I'll sweat.
我就学到一招。
I learn one thing.
我发现那个球哈，撞过去的时候，你可以算出那个。反弹的力量和那个角度。
When you hit the table ball, you can count the projectile and the angle.
弟兄姊妹，你发现如果我们不用谦卑，我们不用温柔的话
，You will find if we don't use gentleness.
别人撞我们一下，人家可以算出我们的反弹的力量和那个角度。
When people offend us, people will count our projectile and our angle.
在夫妻之间都能算得很准的。
Between couples, exactly what's going on.
如果不用温柔的话
，If without the gentleness,
你这是那个硬碰话。
That will be the hard ball hit each other. You can count the projectile and the angle.
在我们没有蒙恩得救以前，弟兄姊妹，我们都是100%反弹的一般人。
Before we were saved, 100% we come with projectile.
我们都不晓得用温柔的一般人。
We don't know how to use gentleness.
所以你看那个该隐就是我们那个影子。
You see, Cain is, we are just like Cain.
圣经上说，如果你胆敢碰该隐的话，
The Bible tells us if you offend Cain,
反弹几倍？
How many times will be bounced back?
反弹七倍。
7 times.
如果你胆敢碰该隐的孩子的话，
If you offend Cain's children,
反弹几倍？
How many times?
77倍。
That's 70 times 7 projectile.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发誓哈，碰了我们哈，只反弹七倍。
Sometimes people offend us, we only bounce.
谁胆敢碰我的孩子，反弹77倍？
If people offend my child, I'll be bounced back 70 times 7.
弟兄姊妹，这是在没有蒙恩之前的光景。
That's our situation before we are saved.
这不是教会合一的光景。That
is not the situation of the oneness of the church.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会里面必须用温柔啊。We
have to use gentleness at church.
你知道，你拿那个 soft ball 和那个气球去撞的话，你就反弹不出来了。If
you use soft ball or balloon to hit each other, there's no projectile. You can't count.
那反弹的角度就不对了。And
then you cannot count the angle.
来的是这样的一种的力量，但是反弹出去却是爱。
It comes, it's hit one, but bounced back with love.
来的力量是个责备，回去的是一个完全的理解。And
then when the rebuke comes, but goes back with the understanding.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们里面有没有该隐呢？
There it came within us.
我们里面有没有拉麦呢？
There a lamish in us.
你看看碰我们一下，我们反弹的倍数你就知道了。
And then you will know when you see the projectile when people offend you.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要用温柔啊！And
how we need use the gentleness.
当温柔充满在教会里的时候，
when gentleness are filled at church,
在神的家中就显出合一的光景。
There will be the oneness appeared at the church of God.
后面他说用忍耐。
And here says with patience.
为什么要用忍耐？
Why with patience?
你看这个彼得主教他用忍耐，对不对？
Then you see Peter and God ask him to use his patience.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的弟兄啊，同样一个错误一直犯了七次。
Because his brother make the same mistake 7 times.
弟兄姊妹，他错一次我可以忍耐的。
I have patience if you make mistake once.
我已经提醒过你了。
I need you.
第二次到第七次，
and then until the 7th time,
忍耐就没了。
And he loses his patience. Why you're always like that?
你永远不会改了。
You never change.
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？我们在神面前就是我们天然的许多的恶习，我们有多少次我们都是在那里一直重复，一直重复。
By our natural sinful behavior, we always make repetitions.
弟兄姊妹，主有没有把我们就赶出去？
Did Lord drive us away?
主说你要忍耐多少次呢？
And the Lord tells us how many times we have to endure.
不是七次。
It's not 7 times.
是70乘7次。
It's 70 times 7.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做忍耐。
That is called patience.
弟兄姊妹，同样的错误如果犯七次，我们常常照着天人来讲，已经尽头了。That
will be the limitation if people make same mistake 7 times, we still endure.
我们要用爱心的包容。
We need bearing with one another in love.
我们如果能够担待弟兄的一些的软弱，已经觉得很好了。
If we can bear brothers' weaknesses, that's pretty good.
如果弟兄还误会我们，
If brother will misunderstand us,
甚至还有辱骂在里面，
and even sometimes false accuse us.
弟兄姊妹，这里面告诉我们是一个包容。
But here tells us we need bearing with one another.
只有包容才有合一。
We only bear with one another, there is a oneness.
和平彼此的联系。
And then we unified with peace, bond of the peace.
我想我们大家都很喜欢箴言。
We all like the Proverbs.
那里告诉我们说，我们宁愿有一块干饼，大家彼此相安呐。
And there's
强如我们有一只大肥牛，大家彼此相争。
And then a proverb tells us we would have just one bread and everybody share. It's better to have a cow and everybody.
弟兄姊妹，这一个和平的联系。
But this bond of the peace.
是从主来的。
It's from the Lord.
人和神彼此为仇为敌。
And the men are sin against God.
我们的主就成一个使人和睦的人。
But our Lord is the mediator and make people
harmony. 他就使神和人中间的仇恨就化解了。
He reconciled God and people.
他就让神和人完全的这和好了。
And he reconciled God.
为了让神和人完全的和好的缘故。
In order to let God reconcile with people.
他自己就被神完全弃绝了。
And then he was forsaken by God.
他就被人完全的弃绝了。
He was forsaken by man.
这个叫做和平的联系。
That is called the bond of peace.
那是十字架的故事。
That is the story of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家中，谁愿意背起自己的十字架来跟随主呢？
At God's household, who is willing to take the cross?
甘愿做一个使人和睦的人呢？
You're willing to be the mediator to reconcile people.
纵然我们会被弃绝。
Even though we will be forsaken,
但我们愿意让弟兄和弟兄完全的和好。
But we're willing to let brother and brother be reconciled.
这是教会合一的道路。
That's the way of the oneness of church.
这是教会合一的见证。
That's the testimony of the oneness of church.
我想我们时间已经没有了。
I don't have time.
我想我们只能停在这里。
I have to stop here.
我想这一段圣经，我想如果主愿意，我们以后再有时间再跟弟兄姊妹继续交通。
If Lord willing, we will continue.
但是我真的是盼望我们今天要认识一件事情，就是我们不仅是蒙恩的人。
I hope that we all understand we're not only receive grace.
我们是蒙召的人。
We receive calling.
这个召乃是让我们进入身体合一的见证。
And this calling to let us enter the testimony of the oneness of the body.
愿主恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy upon us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在你自己话语面前，感到实在是需要你的怜悯。
Oh Lord, before your word, we truly need your mercy.
主，我们求主，你让我们都来看重你所看重的。
Oh, may you help us to see what you see.
宝贝你心中所宝贝的。
To cherish what's the precious in your heart.
为了主你自己的心意，我们宁愿放下我们自己心中所有放不下的那些人事物。
For your heart's desire, let us to give up everything it was obtained us.
主，我们求主你断开我们生命中许多的捆绑。
Oh, may you break all the chains.
让我们进入这样一个蒙福的这样的呼召的里面。
Let us to enter the calling to receive.
让我们的生行事为人与我们所蒙的召相。
To let all our life to live worthy of our calling we receive.
我愿你的呼召在我们每个人身上。都产生出你生命的能力。
Oh, may your calling on us will produce life.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.